ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. It's about fucking time. It's a Driveway Liberty podcast coming at you. Hey guys, I'm your Uncle Wes, and I'm sitting here in the driveway with my good friend, Dan, the heart problem, Matatero. What's up, Daniel? How you doing, buddy?
I'm alive and well and living in the suburbs.
I don't know anybody that's kicked COVID's ass as many times as you have.
Inside joke. It's amazing when you put that post up there, how many people were
like, I'm getting messages like
angry
from people
about the COVID stuff. And it's
they're not just angry, but I'm also getting messages from people like, hey, if Dan needs to get over the COVID, here's what he needs to take. And it's like some crystals and herbal supplements and all this stuff. I'm like, nah, Dan's good.
Don't have COVID, never had it.
he's all right, my friend. He is quite all right.
Yep.
We're
on the road to recovery. Got medical plan working out.
Right.
That whole kind of feel like I was being poisoned thing is, once I stopped taking that medication.
Feeling better.
And then they gave me some antibiotics for...
Well, true story. I've sent you messages checking on you a couple of times here and there over the last couple of weeks, and I think it was over the weekend. I'd had some drinks. I'm like, all right, Dan, you got to get to feeling better because we got shit to do. We got
football to watch.
We got football to watch.
Drinking to do.
And some drinking to do. And
we need to put the bonfire in there.
Right, yeah.
The driveway.
And Halloween's coming up.
So
become a tradition where we sit in the driveway and drink and make fun of the kids and hand out candy. So.
Well, hopefully by the time Halloween rolls around, I'll be able to do all that, but.
What's coming up? And I've got a birthday coming up, too. So I need my good friends, and I don't have a lot of them because I'm an asshole. But, you know, the few folks who put up with me, I need them to be ready to go on my birthday. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So it's coming up. The 27th is my birthday. I also have a new song coming out on my birthday.
What?
Yeah. It's called Finding Peace. I wrote it for my brother who's been going through a rough time. He's going through a divorce or finally finalized his divorce, and he's just having a rough time. And I wrote this song for him. It's coming out on the 27th, my birthday. And then the 28th, I'm playing at Outkast.
Oh, Outkast?
Outkast, yeah.
Here in Miramar?
Here in Miramar.
What?
Well, Santa Rosa Beach.
Well, you got, oh yeah, Santa Rosa.
The seafood, not the burgers and shakes or whatever that place is. Because there's two Outkasts. There's one in Miramar and there's one in Santa Rosa Beach.
Which one are you playing at?
The
one in Baytown?
No. The one in where Steamboat used to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. That.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. That's where I'm playing, 28th.
What's the burger place?
Fuck if I know. I've never been there. But there is apparently one in Miramar Beach, too.
I thought there was one in Baytown.
No, I don't know. There may be. I don't remember seeing it.
I don't know. Maybe I'm confused. I haven't been out in like a month.
I know, right? Yeah, you've been just sitting on the toilet hanging out of the house.
I literally have not left the house other than to go to work.
Yeah.
In more than 3 weeks.
Crazy. Full disclosure, my wife decided and she's feeling better, which is a good thing. She hadn't felt good in about 8 months. Since her surgery, she messaged me after leaving the doc and said, hey, you want to go get lunch? I'm like, yeah.
Lunch turned into
several.
Multiple
high IPAs. High gravity IPAs. So,
what's in the Yeti?
Oh, I'm just drinking Diet Coke right now. I need the caffeine.
Like rum and Diet Coke now.
No. I'm trying to be good, man, because you can't drink. So I've got the Diet
Coke. Don't worry about me.
No, I'll hit a beer in a minute, but I'm just trying to pace myself, get a little caffeine going.
I hear you.
So I
don't want to be falling over your tongue by the time we get to
No, man. I want to be able to at least, make some funny comments. They may not be intelligent statements, but.
Speaking of funny comments and not intelligent statements,
what you got? Oh, yeah.
I'm gay.
I'm a lesbian.
I am actually pansexual.
I am transgender.
I'm a race car.
I'm gay.
I'm a lesbian.
Dude, I saw that today when I was drinking coffee.
It's a reel.
Yeah.
We'll put it up on our Facebook page. Mm-hmm.
That to you. Well, I thought it was legit when I was sitting there going through my reels, and I'm like, all right, because that's kind of what I do. I do my memes at night, and I do my reels in the morning. And I'm sitting there drinking my coffee this morning. I'm going through the reels, and I see that. I'm like, oh, for fuck's sake! But the caption says I'm a race car, and I'm like, okay, let me watch this and see what's up. Dude farts.
It's awesome.
I'm a race car.
And you wait till you see the reel, you gotta see his face.
Yeah, because he bless his heart, he's not an attractive man. No. He is not an attractive man. He is special, no doubt. So Dan, how you doing, buddy? You doing good?
Yeah. All right. I'm much better than I have been the last like month. So the last like probably 4 days, feeling pretty good.
Mm.
So I'm actually going to go back out on the football field tomorrow.
Oh,
because I haven't officiated anything. Obviously, if I hadn't left the house, but
right.
I mean, I've been gone for almost a month of officiating.
Mm.
The last game I did was the Friday night before I went to the Dolphins game. September 19th was the Dolphins, this 70-point blowout. That my son and I went to.
Yeah, you missed out on like $47 not being able to do that.
My wallet's a little thicker, not spending all that money on
beer and everything else. Yeah. So yeah.
But yeah, so no. And the other thing, you're drinking coffee in the morning. I can't drink coffee either.
Oh snap!
So I've been drinking tea.
Good for you.
Tea,
man.
With honey.
Quite.
I need. I said, buy me. I said, Elena, buy me the highest caffeinated tea you can find.
Okay.
Because I gotta have some caffeine in.
You're going to be buying some crystals and essential oils before too long.
Then again, maybe I won't. I only lost like 10 pounds.
Well, I don't know what to tell you, buddy. I don't know what to tell you about that. So, man, we've got some exciting stuff going on. All right, we haven't had a podcast since Matt Gaetz actually put the squelch on McCarthy.
Yeah.
He did what he said he was going to do right here in this very driveway.
That's right. He put the squelch on him, and then they took a week off.
They took it, right?
Everybody's like, it's been 2 weeks since we've had a speaker. It's like, dude, they took a week off.
Yeah.
And we're 4 days into this week.
Look, and I hate to break it to you, but if the government shuts down for a month, that's probably a good thing.
Is your life any different prior to the last 2 weeks than was?
Not right now. Not a single bit. Other than the fact that some insurance inspector showed up at my house Monday. I don't think that's related, though.
You weren't IRS?
No, it wasn't IRS.
No FBI?
No, they were all shut down.
Okay.
So.
Well, good.
But anytime somebody knocks on my door, that's where my mind goes. So I'm like, it's the IRS or the FBI at my door. I'm like, who are you? Show me
some
ID.
I don't know why the IRS would ever come to your door.
I mean, I do say taxation is theft quite often. Yeah. So I fully anticipate.
They are heavily armed and lots of ammo,
mm-hmm.
which is crazy when you think about it.
Yeah, it is very crazy when you think about it. But we're going through a vote this week for speaker.
So we had a vote yesterday.
Right.
And it was pretty much Jim Jordan and Hakeem Jeffries.
Yep.
And they both got, you know, of course, Jeffries is going to get every Democrat vote. So we got 213. And Jordan got, yesterday he got 200.
Yeah.
So there was 20 defectors. And the word on the street, the word, around Capitol Hill is that they knew that was going to happen. That's kind of par for the course. You got some people that are in, you know, Biden districts that are Republicans that have to kind of, you know, say, hey, listen, I voted against him.
Right.
And even if they eventually do vote for him,
mm-hmm.
they, if they do vote for him, they can say, you know, we have to have a Speaker of the House.
Yeah.
You know, so what do you want me to do? I had to vote for who the majority of my party. So they got an out, so to speak, for their voters.
Right.
But second vote came today, and he gained two people who didn't vote for him last time, and then lost I think, four people. Right. So we ended up two less. So we had like 199 or 198, I think it was.
There you go. I tell you what, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back right after this.
Hey guys, Uncle Wes here. Remember how we're always talking about how we wish we had access to an alternative marketplace for conservatives and get away from this woke culture? Well, guess what? We found one. MammothNation.com. You can buy jewelry, eyewear, stuff for your pets, sauces, spices, coffees, vodka, wine. Just about anything you want, you can get at MammothNation.com. And guess what? If you use promo code Driveway Liberty Media when you sign up, you can get 30% off your first year. Go check them out. MammothNation.com, promo code Driveway Liberty Media.
All right, guys, welcome back. That's a reminder that you should definitely go to MammothNation.com and sign up and use the promo code Driveway Liberty Media. So, with that being said, I apologize for the delay.
We had a special guest.
We did. We had somebody walk up, my wife. She and I, she was at the craft bar with me today. She is feeling good and not wanting to go home. Yeah. So she decided to stop by while we were doing the podcast.
Yeah, so we had to take a break.
Yep. Kind of like old times when we were doing this.
I haven't seen her in like almost probably 3 months.
Yeah, man. She does. I mean, she literally has not felt good enough to leave the house.
And I can hit a freaking 3-iron to your house.
Right. Yeah, you probably do a 9-iron if you get over the house.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
It's true, true.
No doubt. No doubt. So that being said, we're looking at maybe having a new speaker at some point.
Yeah, so they had a second vote today, and today's Wednesday. I don't know when you'll hear this, but
probably tomorrow morning.
Yeah, so we might hear it Thursday morning. So I didn't spend the entire day in front of the TV trying to watch this crap because it's like I want to throw something at the TV because
no, it's mundane.
Some Republicans that just I don't understand why they got to act like just fucking kids.
Yeah.
So the argument from some of them was like they're not going to be held hostage by these eight individuals. Now they didn't call anybody out. They didn't say Gates' name, but you know they're talking about Gates,
right?
And you know, he forced this, blah, blah, they forced this, blah, blah, blah. And then it's like, well, those were the rules. Like,
yeah, that's how
McCarthy got in. Like, those were the rules.
Yeah.
You knew that going in.
Right.
And then it's not like Gates, this was a surprise ambush. Gates had been talking about this for months.
Right.
McCarthy's not doing his job. He gave him many chances to do it. And then called the vote and Eight voted to oust him, and then all the Democrats did. Because the Democrats, of course, are gonna, because they just want chaos.
Sure.
Which, in reality, there's a lot of conservatives that in our circles, you know, whether it's our circle together or our separate circles, outside of, our little group of friends, my family and stuff like that, are all, like, concerned.
Yeah.
They're all worried, and it's like, well, what is the worst case scenario? Listen, Hakeem Jeffries as a speaker is not going to happen.
Right.
That's an impossibility.
Yeah.
Okay. What I've felt from the beginning was the worst case scenario would be McCarthy runs again.
And wins again.
And makes a deal with the Democrats, gets all the Democrats on board. And then at that point, you only need, what, like five or six Republicans.
Which he was really close to that, at least in the first vote.
Yeah, but he would have, like, if anybody who makes a deal with the Democrats and signs on is going to win.
Yeah.
So that was the one fear. When McCarthy said he wasn't going to run again, that kind of is great. That takes it off the table.
Sure.
So now what you have is literally these 20 Republicans are doing what they shamed Gates for doing in the first place. They're doing the exact same thing.
Sure.
Just from the other side.
They're so trying to make a deal in their favor.
So you've got a guy who's got 200 of the 222 Republicans, which is more than I think McCarthy had, Scalise, any of the votes they've done, nobody's gotten 200.
Right.
So Jordan's got the most support of any of the speakers that have been voted on or even talked about, or behind the scenes, the private votes they do. He's got more support than anybody.
Yeah.
And now you're going to hold out because you feel like you're mad at Gates, mad because...
Well, and something, you know, I've seen a lot of Republicans on Facebook and where else. They're like, oh, this is a tragedy. When they voted McCarthy out, this is a tragedy. It shows weakness, blah, 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 blah. Here's the thing. Here is the motherfucking thing. McCarthy is not part of the solution. Mm-hmm. He was part of the problem.
Yep.
And the problem being is not that Democrats have taken over this country. The problem is that weak-ass rhino Republicans have allowed them and to take them. Over the country and help them mm-hmm. take over the country. And, you know, you look at me and you say, hey, Wes, isn't this tragic? Isn't this problematic? Isn't this an issue? And I'm going to say, absolutely not. This is what needs to happen. We need to stop giving a shit what the Democrats think of what we're doing mm-hmm. as Republicans.
And act based on how they feel. I mean, they should have no bearing whatsoever.
No, none.
And the media pundits that are like, oh, this is embarrassing, blah, blah. Who cares? Like, They don't work for them. They work for us.
No, what we need to do is, and I hate to use this word because it sounds so violent, but we need to purge our party of individuals who are trying to play nice, who are trying to compromise for the sake of not receiving anything in return.
There was a day and a day and a time in which compromise was a good thing. That was back in the day when you agreed on the problems and you just disagreed based on how you would go on about the solutions. Fixing it.
Yes.
Nowadays, the Democrat Party wants to fundamentally change the United States. They are no longer a friendly person who has friendly group that has different ideas. No. They are the invading enemy force.
They are treasonous individuals. Absolutely. Right there in our House, in our Senate,
yep,
in our White House.
And I could give a flying fuck what they think.
Exactly. That is same.
Look, you got half of them freaking out there cheering for freaking terrorists.
Yes, absolutely.
And look at the college campuses with all these pro Hamas rallies they're having.
And trying to shame you for being pro Jewish.
Yeah.
And pro Israel. Like,
it's crazy. We're an upside down world. And that just this, if nothing else, if you haven't seen it because you're not dialed in politically, et cetera, you don't pay attention, now it's being shown to you when our youth has been brainwashed to the point where at pretty much every college campus across the country has pro-terrorist rallies.
Yes.
That's because that's the far left.
Dude, it's these people are indoctrinated.
The college students now are indoctrinated to the far left.
It's gotten to a point to where I am really close to telling my kid, no, you're not going to college. You're going to trade school. You're going to develop a trade. And then you are going to self-study all of this other philosophical stuff. Mm-hmm.
It's probably the way to go. And my son's at college, but he's literally a mini me. Mm. He goes to college and starts fights with liberals. Not fights, but arguments.
Well, and the thing is, and that's a good place that he's in to be able to do that, because most kids go off to college and they are still extremely impressionable. Mm-hmm. They're still trying to find their way philosophically.
And that's the time of their life where they're kind of pushing against what their parents think.
Sure.
Now, my son isn't that way. He is in some regards, but not in this
But they're
scenario.
Extremely open to different
sure.
ideas
sure.
at that point. And that is what the left is really counting on.
Yep.
They're absolutely counting on that.
Well, they're at an age where their brain is still being developed, but it's developed enough to understand the concepts that they're being, kind of understand the concepts of the things they're being presented with.
Right.
And it's very easy to sell them on something.
It, yeah. And it,
and you've seen it play out, people.
No, yeah.
You're go turn on the news.
Every
they're
night.
They're at Capitol Hill right now.
I played a private event this past Saturday. It was a pirate theme party. And I asked the host, I was like, all right, what's the mix here? Is it, you know, mostly conservatives? Is whatever. So it's mostly conservatives, but there'll be a couple of liberals. So I said, well, I've got a song that I do that I've written that I will be singing. And I'm just giving you a heads up. It's probably going to offend at least one of those liberals. And by God, if it didn't. I sang my song Waiting for the World to End, where I've got the second verse is lady right there thinks that she's a man. Mm-hmm. Dipping skull, spitting in a rainbow beer can. You must think that I must really care. I don't, as long as she stays over there. That's the lot.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I had said something earlier in between songs that I really thought offended this particular individual. Come to find out, it was the song that offended her. And I, you know, so it was, you know me, I'm going to speak my mind.
No matter I don't what. Understand how that could offend anybody.
She was mad because of the trans agenda. And what the scariest thing is, she probably teaches your daughter. She is a teacher at South Walton High School.
Well, my daughter has pointed out those teachers to me. Again, I've spent some time training my kids.
Yeah.
And not that other people haven't trained their kids, but I'm one of those people that has basically put as much safeguards in place to keep my children from growing into insane radical leftists as I possibly could.
But you think, all right, we were in the, as Brett Lindell has said many a times, Florida's the freest state in the union. The Panhandle's freest spot in the state of Florida. And Walton County is the freest place in the Panhandle. So we are in the freest place on the planet, right here. And this high school is literally 10 miles from where we're sitting right now.
Yeah.
In the same county, in the freest spot, in the freest place, in the freest state, in the freest country of the world.
Yep.
So if they are here.
Oh, they're here. They've been here.
If they are here teaching your kids, my kids, our kids, if you're not in this county, you can bet damn sure
it's worse where you are. Well, that's the thing. I've talked to my daughter and I told her, I said, listen, if you start seeing the rainbow jihad stuff at school where they're, you know, presenting it, listen, if you're going to, if that's your lifestyle, I don't care.
Right.
Just don't teach it to my kids and don't try to put it. And I think that might be the case with this person so far.
Okay.
Because I've gotten no, and I talked to my daughter's friends. I talked to Danny when he, because Danny, she was there when Danny was there.
Right.
And I've talked to, and she's not the only one. There's a couple of other ones. More middle,
yeah,
than conservative, but there's a couple that are significantly right.
Okay.
Or significantly left, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And I just told my daughter, I said, listen, just let me know if the rainbow jihad starts coming out and they're preaching their religion to the kids. Let me know when that happens.
Sure.
And once that happens, you're going to see old Dan at a school board meeting.
There you go.
And we're going to run that person out of town.
Well, and I'm not convinced that even our school board members, who are also members of other conservative organizations, are fully on our side.
Well, there's nuances to that. I mean, there should be nuances to it.
Always going to agree.
Mm-hmm.
But there are certain things we should be able to agree on,
that's
basic biology.
Well, yeah,
if you've got a PP,
you think we have school board members that are,
I don't know,
that are Republican that
I don't know anymore.
I think they might be scared.
I think that's the case. They want to play nice. And that's the point of this entire thing with McCarthy, the entire thing with the Speaker, the entire thing with the entire Republican Party.
You can't play nice with
terrorists. We can't play nice with terrorists anymore.
Yeah. And listen, for a significant portion of our government, the people who are in elected positions and people in appointed positions, the significant far right, mm-hmm. I believe they are anti-American terrorists.
Yeah.
They just don't use guns.
Right.
They destroy from within in different ways.
No, they're doing it philosophically. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know what? We can't. These people want to come over here for a better life. They want to come across that border because we have it so good in America.
And the portion of the people that are doing that are minuscule.
Sure.
Most of these people coming across are coming across because I think the majority are coming because they get free shit.
Right.
They can go to America and live in like an upscale hotel for a year before you find a place, and then you're going to get tax breaks, et cetera.
Ever been to Mexico, and I have several times, them coming over here to a Motel 6 with fucking air conditioning and running water.
It's like going to Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah, absolutely it is. It's luxury in comparison to what a lot of these people live in Mexico. I mean, Mexico, I won't throw them third world, but they are definitely lower second world country.
Mm-hmm. I mean, just from the lifestyle change alone.
Yeah.
And normally you would have to earn that, which there's no problem with that.
Right.
You come over and you work hard and you earn it. There's a place. There's the opportunity for you.
Absolutely, you do it the right way. Absolutely, there is. But back to the bigger picture here is they're not using guns to take over this country. They're using education. They're using media. And I know we hammer this all the time on this cast. They are playing the long game, and unfortunately, they are winning.
Yeah,
and until
they're winning, because we're not fighting.
We're not only we're not fighting, but we are allowing them to shame us into thinking
self-censor ourselves.
To self-censor ourselves. Look, we don't want to be mean. You know, we don't want to be uncaring. We don't want to, it's all about the kids, or it's all about the old people, or it's all about this, or all about that. Same thing going on when we had the budget meeting here in our county a few weeks ago. Oh, we don't want anybody to get fired. Well, no, we don't. Nobody really wants somebody to get fired. But if these individuals managing this government had properly managed this government, those folks wouldn't have had jobs in the first place. They'd have different jobs. Mm-hmm. And no, we don't want them to lose their job, but we also don't want to be fucking on the hook.
You know what happens when you lose your job?
You go find another.
You go get another one.
Right, exactly.
And it's not the end of the world.
Mm-mm. With that being said, we do need to take another break. We will be right back with, I'll do a beer review, but Dan's probably...
I've got a beverage review.
He's doing water, so we'll be right back right after this.
Hey guys, Uncle Wes here. Remember how we're always talking about how we wish we had access to an alternative marketplace for conservatives and get away from this woke culture? Well, guess what? We found one. MammothNation.com. You can buy jewelry, eyewear, stuff for your pets, sauces, spices, coffees, vodka, wine. Just about anything you want, you can get at MammothNation.com. And guess what? If you use promo code Driveway Liberty Media when you sign up, you can get 30% off your first year. Go check them out. MammothNation.com, promo code Driveway Liberty Media.
All right, guys, welcome back to the Driveway Liberty Podcast. Man, it is time for beer reviews. Beer reviews, or whatever Dan's drinking review. Dan, what you drinking over there, buddy?
Delicious. Delicious. I'm drinking 140 calorie, zero fat, 2% sodium, 13% carb, and a shit ton of sugar.
13% carb?
Yep. 36 grams of carbs. 36 grams of sugar, which is 71% of your daily allowance.
Yeah.
They changed daily allowance to daily value.
Daily
Remember, value. It used to be daily allowance?
Yeah, yeah.
Now it's on these things, it says daily value.
Because people were going over their allowance.
That's right.
They're like, fuck that. Well, I mean, don't tell me what to do.
That's oppressive language.
Right, yeah.
You're allowed to have this much.
Yeah.
Zero protein. So I'm drinking Canada Dry ginger ale. Caffeine free, which is a downside. It's a bad thing about this.
No caffeine.
I need some caffeine. Yeah, it's been around since 1904.
How about that?
In case you were wondering.
I wasn't, but I'm glad you brought it up. So that was anticlimactic.
It was very much so.
But you know, Dan's been sick, so he's having to not drink beer.
I can't drink anything right now.
Me, on the other hand, I am drinking
a lot.
A lot today. I actually been drinking a lot this week. So last night I went out with some friends, buddy of mine who works out of town a lot, and he was in town. He's like, "Hey man, I'm going up to Austin's to have a few beers. You want to come hang out?" I'm like, "Yeah, I'll be there." So I went up and had some beers, and I hit the Winn-Dixie after, and I really need to slow down, if we're being honest. But right now, I am drinking a High Life Cigar City, 7.5% alcohol by volume, which is on par with what I was having at the craft bar.
I was going to say, you're not slowing down.
I am not slowing down. You know what? You only live once, and it's delicious. Listen to this. That's delicious. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is your beer reviews. All right. So I didn't.
So I got some positive news about the youth.
Okay. What you got?
And it's another in the family kind of thing. So my niece goes to University of Florida.
Right.
And she just texted me and she said, "I'm waiting in line to go see Ben Shapiro."
Okay.
So I'm like, you have something to protect yourself with? Because usually when college campuses, when the conservatives go there to speak, there's some kind of protest and sometimes it gets violent. But she said, no, it's been pretty quiet.
Good. Well, Ben has kind of waffled a little bit in his views over the last year or so. So maybe he's softened up to the side.
Well, I mean, I don't want to talk about Ben Shapiro, but it's just good they're not going to see, you know, AOC.
Well, that's an accurate statement. And Ben is usually pretty spot on. He's started out as libertarian. I guess I can't be mad about that because my views were extremely libertarian, and they've kind of moved a little bit over the last couple of years. I'm not as libertarian as I was. Even though I still lean that way pretty strong.
Yeah. I mean,
I still just want to be left alone.
Well, I think that shouldn't be a libertarian only type feeling.
No, it absolutely should not. I mean, you look at the Republican platform.
It used to be the Democrat platform. Small government.
Yeah.
Civil rights. Leave me alone.
Yeah.
Human rights.
Yeah.
Leave me alone.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Nope.
Now they only want rights for themselves. They want to impose that.
Oh, they want to be able to manipulate government in their favor. Mm-hmm. That's what they want to do. And they want government big enough to be able to do that.
Yeah.
Because if government was small, like our forefathers originally intended,
they'd have a lot less power.
They'd have a lot less power and they couldn't manipulate it in their favor.
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't be the tool that they use it for that it is now.
I mean, when you have to ask permission to go out and catch a fish, you have to ask permission to cut hair to earn a living.
Think about that. That's just crazy.
It is stupid. It's absolutely crazy. Stupid.
And not only do you have to ask permission, you got to pay for the ability to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Like you got to buy a license.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but it's no different. You know, like we go out and we spend tens of thousands of dollars thousands of dollars on a vehicle. And then we have to license it and then license ourselves to be able to drive it.
And then if you ever sell it, the person who buys it from you has to pay tax on it again.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, and again.
Well, it's not. So. And I wasn't even getting a sales tax yet. I mean, all right. So you earn money. You pay taxes on that money. You take that money and you buy something. You pay taxes when you buy something. Then you, if it, in the case of vehicles and boats and certain things, then you have to buy, you have to license it.
Mm-hmm. You have to insure it.
In the case of vehicles, you have to buy insurance for it by law. Mm-hmm. And then you have to license yourself.
To use it.
To use it. I mean, and those are all taxes.
Every year you got to give them a few bucks to renew your tag.
Yeah, absolutely. You have to continue infinitum. You buy a piece of property. You pay taxes on it when you buy it.
Forever.
You pay a sales tax. You pay a filing fee to file the deed with the courthouse. And then you pay property taxes on it the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. You never truly own
it. Based on how much they tell you. The government tells you how much it's worth.
Right. So they get to decide how much they get. It's a scam, ladies and gentlemen. A scam. So anyway, you had some quotes that you wanted to discuss
in the first round of voting for the speaker, there was 18 Republicans who were in districts that Biden won.
Right.
So you had Don Bacon of Nebraska, Lori Chavez de Ramirez of Oregon, Anthony D'Esposito of New York, Jen Keegans of Virginia, Nick LaLota of New York, and Mike Lawler of New York. Those are the Biden district Republicans.
All right.
Then there's the institutionalists. So there's 7 Republicans who serve on the Appropriations Committee, which basically controls federal spending. And they expressed concern about Jordan's anti-spending past. Some of them feared that he would demand across-the-board funding cuts, including the military.
Military is just a branding thing.
No, I understand.
It's like he wants to cut spending, and military spending is part of that.
But that's their reasoning for not voting for that, for not liking Jim Jordan, because they think he's going to cut too much of the federal budget. And I'm like, what?
Why would you be mad about that?
Aren't you a Republican?
Right.
Aren't you for fiscal responsibility?
No.
They're not.
They're not. Not at all.
And Mario Diaz-Balart of Florida is in that group. There's Jake Isley of Texas, Tony Gonzalez of Texas, Kay Granger of Texas. Look at all the Texas people in there. Mm. Texas, and then John Rutherford of Florida, and Mike Simpson of Ohio. So you got 3 from Texas, 2 from Florida, and 1 from, I'm sorry, not Ohio, Idaho.
Right.
So you got all these who are supposed to be the conservative fiscal responsibility bastions of the country. Florida wouldn't normally be in that group, but they are now over the past 4 years because we got an awesome governor.
Right.
But they all are worried that the speaker's going to want to cut spending.
That's a bonus. Is it like the speaker wants to cut spending?
They're Republicans telling you they don't want Jim Jordan because they think he's going to cut. That's why our spending is out of control.
Because Republicans are asking for it.
Yeah.
They're not Republicans. I mean, they're rhinos. They're Republicans in name only.
Then we got Steve Womack of Arkansas, who said he voted against Jordan on principle because Scalise was kneecapped before he could win over his opponents. Even though Jordan said he didn't want it.
Right.
And he threw his support to Scalise. And Jordan supported McCarthy. You can just see the bullshit coming out. Mm. And then there's McCarthy loyalists.
Yeah.
So Doug LaMalfa of California, so he's from Northern California, Republican area, said he would vote for Jordan on the second ballot, and he did. Hmm. So another one who's in on the fringe of a kind of a purple district.
Yeah.
Can say to his voters, look, I didn't vote for him the first time, but I had to kind of go along with my party, kind of give you kind of out.
Well, and the thing is they're worrying about that stupid shit. By the time they're up for reelection, all of this, the public won't remember this. Now, an opponent may bring that up, but a smart man can combat that.
Do we have listeners in Colorado?
Yeah.
Okay. This is for you. Ken Buck, your representative in Colorado, said there were a number of reasons why he did not back Jordan, but his main sticking point was the fact that Jordan played a lead role in attempting to overturn President Biden's victory in the 2020 election on the floor of the House. Here's a quote. I don't want someone who was involved in the activities of January 6th.
So him wanting to overturn the victory, let's discuss that for a minute. What does that mean? Because if they're doing it in Congress, more than likely Jordan's like, look, we need to look at this.
And that's what he was doing. There was all the stuff we know about what happened at the election. It wasn't like Jordan was going in there and saying, Biden's not legitimate. We need to overturn it.
Right.
He wasn't doing any of that stuff.
Right.
He was saying, listen, we need to look at this stuff. There's some things that happen. And then the prevailing opposite verbiage was nothing that would have affected the election. Remember they went and said that was the big thing. Nothing that would affect the election. Nothing. And then, you know, they come up with those phrases.
And that's
all it is. To basically just stop you from arguing.
Look, I'm in marketing. That's my day job. So it's, you can take negative information and present it in a way to where it sounds positive. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what this shit is. What they're doing is taking Jim Jordan and tying him to J6 because he said,
oh, that's just a bullshit excuse.
It's exactly what it is, because J6 is a buzzword. It's a negative buzzword, or a perceived negative buzzword.
And it might be something that would affect voters in his district in Colorado, which is a slimy state.
Here's the thing. We can't blame them for doing this shit. We cannot blame them for doing this shit.
Well, they're just...
We need to look within, because we fall for this shit.
We allow them to do this.
Yes.
And did you get a chance to watch any of it, Wes?
Man,
So, for the first time in a long time, I actually sat in front of the TV and watched their speeches and their voting process. And it's like basically it's just a roll call vote. They say your name and you just say, you stand up and you say Jim Jordan, or you stand up and say Hakeem Jeffries or whoever the fuck you're voting for.
Right.
When Hakeem Jeffries stood up and voted for himself, all the Democrats stood up and gave him a standing ovation. It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
But, listen, not to be outdone, when Jim Jordan voted for himself, all the Republicans stood up and gave him a standing ovation. It's like, it's a clown show.
Yeah.
The speeches they make are clown speeches.
Yeah.
It is, and then you've got people that say, there's one, and I don't have a name, but there's one Republican who said she was moved by the speech that whoever the guy is that gave the Jim Jordan nomination speech for today. He was moved by what he said. Look, lady, you've been in that fucking chair for the last 2 years.
Right.
You know who Jim Jordan is.
Yeah.
Like, nothing anybody said moved in that speech would
nothing
move you.
It's just
bullshit.
It's utter and complete bullshit.
It's 100% bullshit. And we, not only do we allow the bullshit, we cheer the bullshit on.
Yeah.
We get sucked in. We love sitting in front of the TV watching the bullshit.
Yeah.
Remember how excited we were back? You go back in the Trump days, how, you know, so many people watched Sean Hannity and watched, who's the guy with the fucked up hair? The gray, stupid haircut that's now was the Trey Gowdy.
Trey, yeah.
That fucking guy got up on those cameras and was telling you everything you wanted to hear. And listen, I fell for it.
Yeah.
I was cheering on because I wanted something to be done.
Sure.
Trump's getting screwed. This was when Trump was president,
mm-hmm.
when they were trying to pin the whole Russia thing and they wouldn't let him do his job. I was cheering on people like Trey Gowdy. Now there's fucking assholes on TV chastising the Republicans and Matt Gaetz and the group that's that kicked out McCarthy.
Yeah.
Because he's just an establishment hack. You have to pay attention. Like, you listen, if you spend any time paying attention and you can get out of the emotional tie to it and just watch it for what it is, it's a joke.
It's an absolute joke.
And you watch these are the people that are making the
fucking mirrors,
yeah,
man.
It is absurd. Like, you watch the speeches, like, you stand on, you get highlights when you go on Twitter or Facebook or wherever you get your, you see the highlights. They do editing and they cut out, and you hear the part you want to hear.
Right.
Like, whoever edited it did it for a certain message, and you hear that part.
Right.
If you listen to the whole entire thing, you're like, this is fucking stupid.
Yeah.
And then, oh, yeah, because it was so stupid for so long, they said one thing at the end that made it sound good.
Yeah, absolutely. And another thing that I found out when I was in college, all right, a lot of times you see these speakers.
All I can think of is happy. Is it Nib High Rules? Remember, was it Happy Gilmore?
Yeah, yeah.
Where he was just saying some stupid shit and everybody was looking. He's like, Nib High Rules, and everybody
cheered. Yeah, that's kind of what it is.
It is, 100%
that. But half of the speeches from the House and Senate floor are made, and there's nobody there.
Yeah, a lot of them are.
I mean,
today everybody was there.
Well, obviously, because it's a speaker vote. But a lot of those speeches they make
are for the camera.
Are for the camera. There is,
and they say they're for the record. What record?
Yeah.
Who the fuck cares?
Right.
Like, it's okay, so it's either A, ammo for your reelection committee.
Yeah.
Or it's ammo for the other side to use against you.
It's a dog and fucking pony show.
Yeah, 100%
It's exactly what it is.
And the other thing that frustrates me is, and it's hard to get away from because we all fall for it, is when are we going to start electing the people who do the best things for the country or the state or the county or the city, whatever they're elected to do? When are we going to look at them the way they should be looked at?
And
as opposed to the person who just fucking tells you what you want to hear and then goes and gets the job and doesn't do any of the stuff he told you to get it. Like, every time.
Every fucking time. And that's the thing. I mean, these people, they get elected, they go to Congress and do whatever the fuck they want to do without doing what they said they would do.
Mm-hmm.
And then they come back and say, well, I did this. I tried this. I submitted this bill. I need more money. And more time. They if you send me back, we can get this done because we've been trying to get it done and we just hadn't quite got it done yet.
Well, we had a couple people that we've had on a guest, and I don't know if they said this on the air or if they talked about with us separately, but basically said you have to buy your...
Matt Gaetz told us that.
You have to buy your positions.
Yeah.
But I think it's not just that, because I think somebody else said it who got a state rep position.
Yeah.
Said the same thing.
Yeah, I think that was Shane.
Yeah, I think he said the same thing. You got to go up there and you got to buy your way in.
Yeah.
Like, you have to, your cost of admission is giving to the party or the caucus
or whatever. Yeah.
And it's like... If we would take money out of politics, we'd actually be able to govern.
Yeah. Govern properly, fairly.
Yeah.
And judiciously. Yeah, absolutely. So I don't want to change gears, but we're getting low on time. So we wanted to hit on Israel and Hamas a little bit.
Okay. So this is interesting because I'm sure all of you have heard that a supposed rocket was fired on a hospital in Gaza, that the initial reporting was that Israel fired on a civilian hospital in Gaza, destroying the hospital and killed over 300 people. That was the initial reporting.
Right.
So then as things play out, you come to find out that it wasn't Israel that fired the rocket. It was a splinter faction of Hamas.
Right.
Who fired the rocket. And the rocket was being fired on Israel and it malfunctioned or something happened and it basically didn't get to where it was supposed to go.
Yeah.
And it landed in the parking lot of the hospital. I don't think anybody died.
No, but they were
there was an ambulance. I saw the picture of the explosion. The ambulance is sitting in like the roundabout in front of the hospital.
Right.
With the explosion in the background. And that nothing happened to the ambulance and the hospital's still there.
Oh, yeah.
So it turned out that it was Hamas, or a faction of Hamas, was the one who
actually fired the rocket.
And it malfunctioned because, and this is something that somebody else said, is that, listen, this isn't state-of-the-art equipment that a lot of these terrorists have. They're homemade stuff.
Yeah.
Like, you got some bomb guy sitting in a basement making this stuff, and sometimes they don't work. It's not like the state-of-the-art stuff that when the United States is firing stuff.
But Taliban has that we left.
That we gave them. Yeah. So that's just the
it's an example of the false narrative that's out there.
Well, it's the false narrative, and it is also an example of the irresponsibility of the press, because there is such a rush to be first with these stories
as opposed to being right.
And the issue you have, and how you know it's not fair, is whenever somebody on the right gets something wrong because they jumped out first, they are fucking chastised and crushed.
Oh, they're crucified. Yeah.
When you got somebody from the left that does it, they just change the subject.
Mm-hmm.
They just roll on as if they never said it in the first place.
Right.
There's no apology. There's no correction. There's no nothing. No. They just roll on.
Well, speaking of, I don't know where Brian Kilmeade stands. But we had, six people that voted for McCarthy yesterday. The first one that came out and voted for him, Brian Kilmeade, hot mic.
Don Bacon voted for McCarthy.
And Brian Kilmeade said, "What a dumbass."
But think about this.
And he wasn't wrong.
You had some idiot from New York voted for Lee Zeldin. Lee Zeldin's not even in the House anymore.
Right?
Well, he's the guy that got stabbed on stage trying to run for governor in New York.
Yeah.
He's not even in the House. It's like some of these people, it's a fucking joke to them who they vote
for.
They're
trying to
shit up.
Like, all right, so something we used to do, and I hate to admit this on there, when I was in college, and me or one of my buddies, all right, so the rule was, if you hooked up with a girl and the time came where the climax was coming, we yelled one of the other buddies' names.
Leroy Jenkins.
Yeah. And
what the fuck? Right, that's some weird shit.
Tim!
He probably fucked that girl's mind up big time.
Right? Yeah. But it was funny to us in the inner circle.
Sure.
But weird to anybody outside of it.
Sure.
So that's kind of what's going on the House floor.
Yeah, but
floor.
It's a big difference between you and your buddies.
And getting it on Congressional Record.
And then the fucking Congressional Record of trying to vote in a speaker.
Right. Yeah, well.
Like, you want us to take you serious and say, oh, this is a crisis and a disaster.
I don't know. My sense of humor, I'd
get up there. You know, it's funny. You start pulling this shit. If I ever was elected to that, I'd go up there and I said, and something like this happened, I'd be like, I vote for Cat Turd.
Cat Turd. Yeah. I vote for Dan from the Driveway Liberty podcast. Yeah. I mean, that sounds like something we'd do, hanging out in the driveway, drinking and doing stupid shit.
Yeah, but on the fucking record.
No, it's like...
there's all kinds of names in here.
Trying to gain
Garcia,
favor.
They're just people you haven't heard of that got voted for.
It's stupid, man. It's absolutely
Jake Isley of Florida voted for Mike Garcia of California. Why the fuck would you do that?
Because he's a buddy, man, and you're giving him a shout-out. And okay. Getting it on the record that he had one vote for speaker.
And what's that get you? And fucking $5 get you a cup of coffee.
Right. I mean, well, Garcia, he can go to a party and say, hey, I got a speaker vote.
Yeah. And if anybody who knew the actual process of voting for a speaker knew that it was fucking worth absolutely nothing.
Nothing. But, you know, the thing is we've discussed on this podcast, you know, at length, folks don't understand the process.
That's true. That's true. So, listen, we got to get people to pay attention, man. Mm. I don't know how to do it. I put a meme up that said it was this song was written 40 years ago, we're not going to take it song.
But we have,
I feel like for the last 40 years, we've been doing nothing but take it.
Yeah.
And somebody replied and said, you know, I think about this all the time, and I just don't know. I struggle with what to do about it. And my response was, you know, similar to what we talk about, is like, until it gets bad enough, until people are forced to deal with it, they're not going to deal with it. It's not bad enough yet.
The problem is, once it's bad enough, it's too late.
Yeah, it's too late.
It's absolutely too late.
Once you feel it, it's too late.
Yeah, because at that point, they have all the power, they have all the control, they have all the propensity for violence. They've removed our propensity for violence. Mm-hmm. That's the point that they're striving for.
Yeah.
That's where we're headed.
Listen, if you're getting stabbed, by the time you feel it, it's too late.
Yeah, absolutely. You have no recourse at that mm-hmm. point. And the thing is, unless we get off our collective asses and we do something right now.
It used to be a source of pride to be an active citizen, to be involved, to pay attention, to hold your representatives accountable.
Yeah.
And then the people in charge have slowly, over the years, made it the opposite. So that, first of all, they've made it tedious and boring for you to pay attention.
Yes.
Go to a county commissioner meeting.
Oh, yeah.
You want to fucking punch somebody. It's the last place you want to be.
Yeah.
I watched the fucking House floor speeches. I'd rather punch myself in the face than watch this every day.
Right.
But I watched it.
Yeah.
So I have to. They've made that. And then the other thing, they've made it taboo to discuss these things in polite conversation.
Yes.
You used to be able to have plenty of conversations that had discourse in which you could agree, but still not want to kill each other.
Right.
Like, I've had plenty of conversations with people that don't agree with me that we didn't fight.
Right.
It was, you know, there was loud talking and passion, but there wasn't propensity for violence or people walking off and never wanting to talk to you again.
Right.
Those days need to come back.
Yeah.
We need to be able to discuss these things and disagree without wanting to kill each other.
Exactly.
And until we get to that place, we are literally.
We're in trouble.
We're chicken for the fodder, man. We are.
Yeah. Absolutely.
We're going to get steamrolled.
Absolutely. Well, with that being said, we are out of time. It's glad to have Dan passionate and back and feeling a little better. He's got a procedure Friday.
A thousand times better. Yeah.
We'll see how he feels next week. With that being said, I am Miracle Wes. For Dan, this has been the Driveway Liberty Podcast.
You are so awesome.